Good morning. 6:07 a.m. on July 25th. By her. Yeah. July 25th. Pulled an ear plug out of my ear. Oh, yeah. It's kind of warm this morning. It's like almost 70 degrees. The official temperature is like 66, but my backyard thermometer said 70, so it's kind of warm already. I've got a bunch of stuff I have to do today, not the least of which is record this morning so that I've got enough stuff to edit tomorrow when I can't record. I realized that a week from today is August 1st when I want to release Zyphurious Call. And the problem is, I don't think I can get it all produced. 100,000 words in 7 days. And still do a good job. So the question is, do I release it in paper and ebook form? Because that I can do. While I'm producing the audiobook. And that's possible. I might do that. I've got 2 complete sets now of edits back. It's been very good, the feedback. Between the two that I've got back, they've identified about 300 typos. So that's, it's going to be a lot cleaner than some of the other books I've put out. So that's good. Still haven't heard from Ryden on the September 1 release of Captain's Share. I can't say that I'm too surprised. I did get a couple of suggestions of making my own tortillas, and I have to confess that I'm looking forward to that. I've got to go to the grocery store this afternoon to get cat food, and I'll pick up the necessary missing supplies. I started Endomondo a bit late this morning, so I've just finished my first mile in 18 minutes. Cruising right along this morning. At least my feet are moving. My brain does not feel like it's moving very fast today. I feel good to get a new release out and working though, I'll tell you. August is probably not the best month to put it out, but oh well. I don't know that there is really a good month anymore. Any month is a good month. Now is the right time. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh, a dentist yesterday. Yeah, that was. On the one hand, it was pretty low trauma. The hygienist did a really good job keeping me contained and while she was doing some rather grubby work in my mouth. I have to try to get a water pick today or tomorrow to help keep the pockets cleaned out. I also got an estimate on the remaining work that has to be done. It was a lot. On average, given the number of years that I haven't gone to the dentist, it probably wasn't that bad. But as a lump sum, it's a bit disconcerting. It's big enough that even having dental insurance isn't really going to be that much help. So, yeah, I'm going to go back in a month. They're going to do the top on one side, and we'll schedule the bottom, and we'll do the left side. I did catch up a little bit on podcasting yesterday. I plugged in my earbuds. Ah, maybe I'm going to read today, maybe I'm not. The work on the side of my mouth has left my tongue a bit sore. Well, I should have, at least I'll have Ravenwood done. Ravenwood Zephyr's call done before I have to deal with getting my mouth drilled out. Hot, warm, and sticky. 8 o'clock, I have to go mow the front. The grass is getting away from me there, and I've got the lawn people coming to do their midsummer weed and feed. So I've got to get that trimmed down before they show up today. Then 9 to noon. I'm going to record. Got to get the stuff over onto my Nook so that I can read from the Nook. Thinking ahead to what has to happen. I have to go sign some papers for a drilling company that's either going to charge us for drilling or pay us for drilling, depending on whether or not we sign the paper. All this time we thought we didn't own the mineral rights, when it turns out, in fact, we do. So, yeah, I'm not sure it's going to amount to much, but we'll be part owners in an oil well. Actually, a gas well. So that'll be interesting. And here we go. A long eastern stretch. My brain feels like mush today. I'm not quite sure what the problem is. Well, I suspect part of it is I'm not really awake. I woke up at 5. I really didn't want to get up. It was one of those mornings where I could have just as easily rolled over and gone back to sleep. But I knew if I did, then I would be late getting out for the walk, which would put everything else on the day's schedule even later. So get up, get moving, get going. Let's see. Today's papers are due as well. Shit. Well, I'll have 4 papers to grade. Last few days have been somewhat blissful, not having to do 2 podcasts in the morning, not having to deal with did they post today, did they write about the right stuff, did they write enough, did they... Nah, I didn't have to deal with it. I had some interesting comments filter through, finally. They're not very good at releasing comments. Every once in a while I'll get a spot of like 20 in a row. But it's almost over. Oh. I hope that's my brain waking up. I really do, because I'm feeling really groggy today. Forgot to weigh in this morning. Drat. It's probably not going to be good news anyway, so just as well. We splurged and got burritos last night. Gonna have to cook today. I got salmon yesterday at the store. Need to get that cooked up. Probably need to bake bread today. And I do want to try making my own tortillas, because that sounds actually quite good. There's a tortilla shop here in town that makes fresh tortillas. But you have to go across town to get to it. This would be much easier. Morning. Make a few. I suspect I can put the... make a batch and then cook what I need and refrigerate the unused dough as long as I use it up relatively quickly. Oh, oh, oh. More yawning. Sorry about that. I really am not awake. I did get the coffee on before I left, so I got fresh coffee, peanut butter and toast waiting for me when I get back. And then maybe as much as an hour before I have to go mow the lawn. So that'll be good. At least I can take my earbuds out and listen to a podcast while I do it. I think I'll do that today. I haven't the last couple of times. I just haven't wanted to mess with it. It'll wake my brain up a bit. The feedback on Cypher's call, though, is coming along. I mean, I talked to my main beta reader last night. Now, this is a woman who was there for the very first chapters of Quartersphere. And so she's been with me from before the beginning in terms of reading and critiquing. And her take is the streak is still going. This book is better than the last one. The action adventure part of it isn't really as front and center. There's not a villain. There's not a an antagonist who's putting obstacles in her way, at least not directly. This is very much a journey story. And the point of the journey story is to have a journey. And the characters feel real. That character setting workshop that I went to in March is paying dividends here with the depth of this, I think. We'll see. We'll find out in a few days when it actually starts getting out there into the world and people start reading it and giving feedback. Gotta get the audio together. Jeez. I hope I can do that today. I really do. That's on my calendar. That's what my plan is for. Read enough today that tomorrow... I can't read tomorrow because it's... Irrigation day. So, at least until 10:30. I could read a little bit after 10, probably. So it'll be a couple hours I can read tomorrow. But I have to have enough in the can by the time I get done, by the time I get to noon today, that I'll have work that I can do for tomorrow until I can read some more. So 3 hours, that would be 9 hours of editing. Well, 6 hours of editing. That's about 2 days worth. The problem is I can't read for 9 hours. For 3 hours, it won't work. I can read for an hour pretty easily. Once we get beyond the hour, things get really ugly. So, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I still have some edits to incorporate into the manuscript. I also have two more copy editors still out. I think they'll probably have found most of the problem. Missing words, double words, misspelled words. The instead of they, he instead of the, little things. Had instead of hat. I must have done that like 3 times. And instead of an. I don't know quite why I get automatically going on that and thing and it just doesn't matter. Okay, I made it. I'm back at the back gate. And yeah, I've got to mow this lawn this morning. But tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.